Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Acuña Research. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in the state of New Jersey?
Yeah, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, the U.S. Senate, Congress, and local office in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Well, you probably will.
100%. I'm 100% certain.
Thank you, sir. And what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And moving on. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, and just to know, do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic Latino descent?
I don't, but my wife is.
Okay, but you personally don't, okay? So we move on. Thank you, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just what is the year where you were born?
1982.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And if you have no opinion, never heard of them, just let me know, okay? Phil Murphy.
Okay.
From 0 to 100. Phil Murphy.
I'd say about like, about 90.
90, okay. And Tommy Murphy.
Who?
Tommy Murphy from 0 to 100.
I don't know who they are.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
I'd say about a 65.
A 65? Okay.
Yeah.
And Stephen Fulop. Do you recognize the name?
Stephen Muller?
No, Fulop. Stephen Fulop.
Stephen Fuller? I don't know who they are.
No, it's F-U-L-O-P. Maybe I pronounced it wrong, but Stephen? Stephen Fulop? No? Doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about Ravi Bala?
Any I don't know who they are.
No? Okay.
Nope.
And Andy Kim?
Nope. Andy Kim? No.
Yes. Okay. And Bob Menendez from 0 to 100.
Oh, is that the younger one or the older one?
Bob is the father. Rob is the son. So this is Bob Menendez.
I'd say about like a 10 or a 5.
Okay. Which one should I record, a 5 or a 10?
I'd say 5.
Okay. And the son, Rob Menendez, 0 to 1?
50.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Okay. And real quick, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, this is the son for Congress, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? First thing that pops up.
We're talking about the older one, right?
No, this is the son, Rob Menendez.
Oh,
the son? The father is Bob. Yeah. Rob Menendez?
Yeah.
What's
my
first
thought is
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Can you be a little bit more specific? Problems? Corruption, I don't know.
Well, like, I know, like, there's no evidence of him being corrupt, but his father is super corrupt. So I'm like...
okay, I understand.
Yeah, I have a hard time taking him seriously.
And you know, we're going to talk about that as we move forward, but would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
I would say I'm in the middle. I don't really know too much about him. I recently moved to New Jersey, so I'm still getting used to it.
That's okay. But for what you heard, and generally speaking, and for the sake of our research, the two middle ones are somewhat disapprove and somewhat approve. Those are the two middle ones. Which one would you pick?
I would say somewhat approve.
Okay, moving on. And if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, that's the father, Tommy Murphy, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote if you had to choose today?
It wouldn't be Bob Menendez. I would research the other candidates. I don't know who I would choose, but it would not be Bob Menendez.
No, no, and I understand you probably will have to do a more research on the matter. But just for the sake of a research, if you have to pick one today, which one do you lean towards?
I wouldn't be able to pick one because I would need to research them.
Now, you don't lean towards anybody either? Like, lean into somebody? No? Patricia?
No, because I don't know anything about any of them. So.
I understand. Fair enough. Now, if the Democratic primary election for Congress, now the other one for Senate, now for Congress, were held today, and the candidates were Raviv Vallah, Kyle Jacy, and Rob Menendez, from who would you vote if you have to decide today?
I wouldn't be able to answer that. I don't know enough about the other candidates.
And again, you don't lean towards anybody either?
No. Nope.
Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, okay.
I would probably lean away from Rob Menendez, unless... Okay. The other candidates are terrible.
Understand. Yeah, but I said right now, you don't lean towards anybody. From what
nope.
you heard, if you hear anything, nothing. Now, moving on. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, or not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator, Bob Menendez? Have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard a lot about him because it's old news.
Right. Some or not too much? How should I record your own?
No, I would say I haven't heard anything. In the
not
last
at all?
Few months.
Okay.
Not at all.
Now, how closely would you say that you are following the recent criminal indictments against the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
I would say somewhat closely.
Somewhat closely? Yeah, moving on. Please tell me, sir, whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Bob Menendez. Here's the first statement. There is no way that Congressman Bob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Now, when you hear that statement, do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Bob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Same question. When you hear that statement, sir, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
I'd say I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Now, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Same question, same options. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is the senator of Bob Menendez's son.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Same question. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I'm moving on. I appreciate your patience, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you please to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Here's the first one. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars, in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, and that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that they has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and he has been a leader and a stand-up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportation, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Now, the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez, or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez, comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right.
That was a lot of words.
But the, for the critics, will you go with the critics or the supporters?
If I have to choose one.
Well, whatever comes closer to your own view. If either one is exactly right to what you think, you know, but what's come closer to your own view?
No. I would say...
supporters or critics?
I mean, I'm probably closer to the first one where they're corrupt.
Critics? Okay, somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay, now, critics of Congressman Bob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics and New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. That's the critics. Now, the supporters of Congressman Bob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Raz Baraka, and Brian Stock, and Chris Baldwin, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congressman and his commitment to take on the right-wing extremists. Now, that's the statement from critics of Congressman Bob Menendez, or the statement from the supporters of Bob Menendez. Come closer to your own view. Remember, even if neither one is exactly right.
But yeah, I say I'm closer to the critics.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. We're almost done, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Now, please tell me, sir, if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Here's the first one. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Now, will that make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all, like...
Much more.
Now, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, for lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easy to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all, to support him.
Did that pass?
that's a great question. Yeah, he introduced that.
Because
yeah,
it doesn't mean shit if it doesn't pass. Like...
Hey, you know what? I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have. But when you hear that, will that make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all?
I would say a little more, knowing little who more. He is.
Right, okay. And Rob Menendez is fighting against the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-working agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way for common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Now, when you hear that statement, will that make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, not at all, to support Rob Menendez?
It makes me likely to support Rob Menendez.
A little more? Somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. And a member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Again, same question. Much more likely to support him, someone?
Much more likely to support.
And a whole booking major, Ravi Bala, has 15-year record of public service, and he has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous, and he believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Much more likely to support Mr. Ravi Bala.
Much more likely.
And Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our life, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this commitment. Now, much more likely to support him somewhat, a little more, or not? Not at all.
Much more likely. Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat, yeah.
Let me change that real quick. Okay, somewhat likely. Thank you, sir. Now,
it's not like Cory Booker, who is actually living in Newark.
Understood. But. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, any candidates were Rabi Bala, Kyle Jacy, and Rob Menendez, from who would you vote? If you have to decide today, you know, I mean, for the sake of argument and the research, I know you're going to have to do more research on the matter, but based on what I just read to you.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess, like, if I didn't find any, like, sort of really bad things, the first candidate.
Rabi Bala?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, moving on. And remember, these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign. By no means we're trying to take any sides, okay? And I'm required to read by better. Now, I'm going to read you a few more statements about Rabi Bala, candidate for Congress. And please tell me, sir, if each statement is if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Rabi Bala for Congress. Now, here's the first thing. Rabi Bala has failed Rabi Bala has failed, and he's incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump on the spending for his own office since his election. Now, Bala takes credit for work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Will that make you much less likely to support him? Somewhat less? Much less likely. Now, Rabi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealing. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end of the quote. And in a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. And yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state faith to play reform law 3 years in a row. When you hear that, much less, somewhat less, little less, or not at all, to support.
Much less.
Much less. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Rabi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Much less, somewhat less, little less, or not at all, to support him.
Much less.
And Rabi Bala is an ethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into a new sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsible pepper spraying and innocent bystander who died as a result. And a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Now, much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all.
Much less.
And Rabi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala hip praised on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Now, Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even at business partners with the Republican state chairman. Much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all.
Much less.
Much less. Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. I know after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democrat primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rabi Bala, Kyle Jacy, and Rob Menendez, for who would you vote? If you have to decide.
Rabi or Menendez?
Rabi, Kyle Jacy, and Rob Menendez. Those are the three candidates for Congress.
I'd probably vote for Rob Menendez.
Okay, and moving on. Finally, just a few more questions for a statistical purpose. So, in thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? How do you view yourself?
I'd say I'm a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Moving on. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends?
I currently own my home.
Thank you, sir. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree at college.
Thank you, sir. And are you currently retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. And anybody in your house that belong to a union or used to belong to a union?
Yeah, my wife does.
Okay. House member. Okay. Now, finally, sir, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin. And Kevin, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants on the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in deep and open-ended way. I can know you that you're interested in a follow-up research study and they may contact you in the future. Would that be a yes or no, sir?
Yeah, that'd be a yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Okay?
Likewise. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you, sir.